Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Jocelyn Mungeri, Rachel Morin, Lakin Riley. They are young women who were brutally assaulted and killed by some of the men who were released at the beginning of the administration, well before a negotiated bipartisan bill. Former President Clinton actually referred to Lakin Riley Sunday, campaigning for you in Georgia, saying if those men had been properly vetted, Lakin Riley probably would not have been killed. So if it wouldn't have happened, this is well before any negotiation. This is well before Donald Trump got involved in the politics. This is a specific policy decision by your administration to release these men into the country. So what I'm saying to you, do you owe those families an apology?
Let me just say, first of all, those are tragic cases. There's no question about that. There's no question about that. And I can't imagine the pain that the families of those victims have experienced for a loss that should not have occurred. So that is true. It is also true that if a border security had actually been passed 9 months ago, it would be 9 months that we would have had more border agents at the border, more support for the folks who are working around the clock trying to hold it all together.
In Kyiv, Ukraine, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. Along the southern border, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. At the White House, Griff Jenkins, Fox News. In St. Louis, Griff Jenkins, Fox News.
Tell me where in the world is
Griff Jenkins.
Watch your back.
All right, Griff, tell me, have they repaired the hole in the wall where your head went through it as she answered that question yesterday?
Not yet. And here's a problem with that. And good morning, by the way, Mark and Kim. The problem with that answer is that when he raised, in the case of Lincoln Riley and Bill Clinton accidentally saying the quiet part out loud, that Lincoln Riley would still possibly and likely be alive, she pivoted to the border bill. Well, yeah. Here's the inconvenient facts. The Lakin Riley's killer, a Venezuelan, crossed in El Paso in April of 2022 and was released by the Biden-Harris administration. And the bill she talked about being shot down, that she blames Trump for killing, was shot down in May of 2024. So 2 years nearly to the day is when the vulnerability and problem that led to Lincoln Riley's death occurred. So that bill wouldn't have done a damn thing to address that. And she deflected to the larger broken system. But at the end of the day, you know, I think the part that stood out the most for me, there was a lot there, was the and I'm not just, you know, kissing up, the brilliance of Brett playing Jocelyn Mungeri, the 12-year-old kid, daughter of Houston, Texas, that was murdered by Venezuelan migrants. He played her words when she testified, blaming the Biden-Harris administration, and he said, "Do you owe her an apology?"
Yep.
And she said, "I'm so sorry for her loss," didn't apologize, and then pivoted to saying, "But let's talk about what's happening now, about an individual who doesn't want to participate in solutions," and moved to Trump. And that's telling that she won't accept responsibility, and it's also telling that she fails to see what I think, and I've said this before on the show, is the biggest story of the past 4 years. And that is the chaos at the border because of the real life tragic consequences that we see, sadly, on a near weekly, if not daily basis.
Well, what'd you think of her response when Brett was talking about how the National Border Patrol Council just came out and endorsed Trump? And not only that, the president had some very strong words saying that if we allow Harris to be elected, this country is going to hell. I mean, I'm quoting right there. And I think her response was something like, well, those Border Patrol agents, they're working hard. They're working around the clock. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I think she's just trying to pay lip service, Kim, because that is a incredible shift when their talking point was, well, the Border Patrol Union supports our border bill. Now it's turned out to, we've had enough with you. You know, I was reporting with Bill Malusian last night on Twitter or X about the number of more than half of the border surveillance cameras are now unoperational. They're not working. And why is that? Well, because those cameras identify people when they're crossing, and they allow the Border Patrol to record known gotaways, right? Known gotaways are migrants that illegally crossed, were seen or observed, and were not apprehended. They didn't catch them. And so in the field, Border Patrol makes a note of those, right? Under the Trump administration, right, there were 417,000. Under this administration, 1.9 million. And so when she says, oh, yeah, I feel their pain, we've got to get more border agents out there, those words fall short against a border force of nearly 20,000 that are exhausted. The mental health and morale issues in the Border Patrol are grave, serious, and the worst they've ever been. So I don't think they took much away from it.
Yeah, you know, Griff, I'm not saying you're old, but you've been around a long time, my friend. do you think this makes a bit of difference, her interview on Fox, or maybe she does another unfriendly interview? Do you think it makes any impact at all in these polls?
Well, we'll see. I mean, look, if I've learned anything in my geriatric stage is that when you say you know something, you don't, because it's anybody's guess.
Yeah.
And look, I think that the, fair analysis is that her team looked at the tightening of the polls, particularly now with all seven swing states in Fox's power rankings as a toss-up, and they said, hey, you know what? We got to go in the lion's den. We got to reach out. We've got to reach those independent voters, people that really haven't been paying attention like you, Kim, and I have been doing for the last several months, that they're just arriving to it saying, hey, I got to vote in a couple of weeks. What's going on? And I'm not sure she did anything in that interview to try and clarify where her policies and where her positions will be on any given issue, immigration, economy, or otherwise. And I think the one takeaway, if I was an independent voter just sort of tuning in for the first time with popcorn and was entertained, you probably remembered that she did say that, you know, with regards of, you know, her presidency versus Biden's, that she would not be a continuation of the Biden presidency. And that's going to be something I think that sticks with people.
Is there another migrant caravan headed this way? I read that headline the other day, but I don't know what to believe. You've got enough context down there. You probably know.
I do. It's real. And, you know, migrants have been in Tapachula, the southernmost city there where they cross over from Venezuela. You've seen me floating on a raft in the Suchiate River between Guatemala and Mexico and Tapachula. And they've always had people coming there. But now it's in the thousands. There is a fellow border reporter, Todd Benson, has been down there documenting it. And I know him and I know some of these other people. And so I think what you're probably seeing without being on the ground, I think it's pretty safe to say that you're seeing a push for whatever group of migrants were in the pipeline saying, hey, you know what? We're hearing Trump's doing well. We better get over and get across now before he gets in, because he's likely to shut the border down.
Wow. Hey, Griff, we appreciate you giving us some time this morning, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
All right.
Who knows what the next 19 days will hold?
Who knows? We'll talk next week. Griff Jenkins there, live up in D.C. this morning. He's been obviously covering that issue on her immigration response. Wow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.